Title: MIDI Motif Variation, Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that's extremely drum and bass, and honestly, extremely real producer. We're going to take one tiny MIDI idea, one motif, and turn it into multiple variations that feel connected, but keep the track moving forward, because in DNB, especially around 174 BPM, you don't need a new melody every four bars. What you need is identity, and then controlled evolution. Change it enough to stay exciting, but not so much that it stops feeling like the same tune. By the end, you'll have a four-bar motif and three more clips that are basically different moods of the same motif: a rhythmic variation, a melodic variation, and an energy variation, where the notes are the same, but the delivery changes. Then we'll drop them into a simple drum and bass arrangement template so it feels like an actual tune, not just a loop. Let's jump in. First, quick session setup so we're composing in context. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a great default. Create a MIDI track called Motif Synth. Optionally, create another MIDI track for bass, and then a drums track. You can use a drum rack or any drum loop, but I recommend building a basic pattern so you understand the pocket. Program a simple DNB foundation. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then add hi-hats, 8th notes or 16th notes, with a little velocity movement so it breathes. Don't overthink the drums. The point is, we want to hear how the motif sits against a snare. In drum and bass, the snare is basically your grid, musically. Now sound choice. Keep it simple and DNB friendly. On Motif Synth, load a stock synth. Waveitable is perfect if you want a clean modern tone. Analog is great if you want something warmer and classic. For Waveitable, try a basic Shades waveform, a saw or saw square blend. Put a low-pass filter on it, something like LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 3 to 6K, just so it's not painfully bright. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, subtle. The goal is thickness, not chorus soup. Then build a basic device chain so it sits in a mix. Add EQ8 and high-pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. This is important. Your motif is not your sub. In DNB, bass owns the low end. Your motif should live mostly mid and high. Add saturator, drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Listen for edge, not harshness. Add delay or echo. Try a 8th note or dotted 8th. Low feedback, like 10 to 20%. Filter the repeats so they're dark and don't smear the mix. Add reverb, short, maybe 1.2 to 2 seconds. Low mix, 5 to 12%, and high pass the reverb if you can, so it doesn't add mud. Cool. Now we write the bass motif. We'll use F minor as a starter key. It's moody, it's common, and it's beginner friendly. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip on Motif Synth. Open the MIDI editor. Set your grid to 16th notes. Here's the rule that keeps beginners from writing a forever loop that goes nowhere. Keep it small. Aim for 5 to 7 notes total across the whole 4 bars. That sounds almost too simple, but that's the point. We want something we can develop. Think of it like a 2-bar question and a 2-bar answer. Bars 1 and 2, your call phrase. Bars 3 and 4, your response phrase. Even if the notes are similar, you want the second half to feel like it's replying. For rhythm, DNB loves pickups. Notes that land just before the snare feel like they're pulling you into it. Also, leaving space on strong beats lets the drums punch. A quick recipe you can try: put a note right on 1.1, the downbeat. Then put another note somewhere syncopated, like later in the bar, around the end of beat 3 or a 16th just before. Then add a pickup note leading into the snare, like a 16th, before beat 2, or a moment just ahead of beat 4 depending on what your pattern is doing. And don't be afraid of silence. Bass is impact in this genre. Now set basic velocities right away. Main notes around 90 to 110. Ghost notes around 40 to 70. This matters because later one of our variations is literally based on energy and articulation, not new notes. Before we vary anything, here's a coaching tip that will save you from losing the identity of your motif. Pick one anchor that doesn't change at first. For beginners, this is huge. You can anchor the rhythm, meaning you keep the same hit placements and only change pitches. Or anchor the pitch contour, meaning the up and down shake stays similar while the rhythm changes. Or an easy DNB anchor: keep the first note of each bar the same. That one keeps the phrase grounded, even when everything else moves. For this lesson, we're going to keep a strong sense of the original motif, and we'll vary one main dimension at a time. Now we duplicate clips. The pro workflow. Go back to session view. Duplicate your clip 3 times so you have 4 total clips. Name the motif A, bass. Motif B, rhythm. Motif C, melody. Motif D, energy. This setup is powerful because you can A and B instantly. You can launch one clip, then the next, and actually hear if it still feels like the same tune. Optional but recommended. Color code them. Bass one color, rhythm another, melody another, energy another. That's not just aesthetics. That's future you being able to navigate quickly. All right. Variation 1. Rhythm. Open motif B, rhythm. The goal is, keep the pitches mostly the same so it's still recognizable, but make it roll differently. Start by deleting one or two notes. I know it feels like you're making it worse, but you're making room. In D&B, a hole can hit harder than another note. Then take one or two notes and nudge them earlier by 1/16th note. Or later, if you want it to drag, a tiny timing move can completely change the attitude. Now add one pickup note right before a snare hit. This is a classic tension move. It's like your motif is leaning into the snare. Then add a little stutter at the end of bar 4. Keep it simple. Duplicate a note so you get a quick 16th, 16th, 8th style burst. This audio version is shortened for playback.